This is the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast presented by Hooters. 12 original Hooters locations in the greater Tampa Bay area. Of course, you have the first ever Hooters location in Clearwater on Gulf to Bay. OriginalHooters.com will give you information on all 12 locations throughout the greater Tampa Bay area. And for those of you in the greater Tampa Bay area, that is a wonderful place for you to gather and not only watch football for the next 5 or so months, but also book your own personal fantasy football draft. Why do you think we do our fantasy football drafts at Hooters? More on that coming up in just a second. For those of you who listen to the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast around the country and around the world, when I say Hooters restaurants, I think you know where I'm talking about. I think you know what they offer, and I think you know in our day and age how you can find the closest Hooters restaurant to you. So everything I say about the OriginalHooters.com 12 restaurants in the greater Tampa Bay area certainly applies to the Hooters brand around the country and around the world when it comes to football and fantasy football. So that said, I've already sent out the first wave of invitations to those who have sent me an email expressing interest in being an owner in one of the Hooters, JoeBucksFan.com, Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast, Fantasy Football Leagues for the upcoming season. Last year, for example, Robert Wright won the league that we did at the Hooters in Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, just west of Dale Mabry. And because of that, Robert is going to the home opener against the Philadelphia Eagles. He chose that as his prize. These leagues are free. Now, when you show up, if you are selected, it's not like you're going to eat and drink for free that night. No, but to play in the league is free. And I just gave you an example of the championship prize that Robert got as a result of winning one of our leagues last year. Robert will be back. I'm actually making him a commissioner in addition to defending his title of this particular league at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue. We will be gathering on Wednesday night, August 22nd. We strategically chose that night because a lot of good people could be available and was a good night for Hooters to have us populate the restaurant. Hey, they're in business to bring in people. You cannot join this draft online. You cannot join this draft via Skype. You cannot join this draft via phone or auto draft. You must be present to play. If you would like to play as one of the owners in this free league from Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com as a Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast listener, all I ask of you is to send your name and your phone number to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com expressing interest in being there Wednesday night, August 22nd. And I'm going to need you there at 6:30 p.m. We'd like to start drafting at 7 p.m. Ira Kaufman, Tampa Bay's Hall of Fame voter and longtime writer covering the Tampa Bay Buccaneers of JoeBucksFan.com will be there. Steve of JoeBucksFan.com will be there. Let's try to drag Bobby Fenton out there that night from the Free Stretch podcast. Robert Wright will be defending his title. He's commissioner of one of the leagues. And we'll have the two Hooters calendar girls who have worked my Todd Wright Tour golf tournaments from that store. They will be there, Brooke and Ty. And one of them will probably be waiting on you that night. Be nice to them, please. Anyone who's not nice to Brooke, Ira Kaufman is going to rough you up. Anyone who's not nice to Brooke or Ty, you have to deal with me also. Okay? So that's the deal. Wednesday night, August 22nd at the Hooters on Hillsborough Avenue in Tampa. If you are interested in being an owner and we have room, send an email saying you want to be there that night and I will send out some more confirmations in the next week. Send your email to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. For those of you outside the greater Tampa Bay area, thanks to those of you who last year expressed interest in us doing some of these drafts in Los Angeles, New Jersey, I think we had a request from somewhere in the Midwest. I'm sorry that my podcast isn't nationally sponsored by Hooters. It's sponsored by the Hooters restaurant group, originalhooters.com, based in the Tampa Bay area. But who knows how big we might be able to make this thing. So thank you for your interest. I know you're out there. All the information we talk about is league-wide. It's a national thing to play fantasy football. That's what appeals about it to me, and also why I always recommend you detach yourself from your favorite team as it relates to putting together your fantasy football team. That way, if your favorite team stinks, you can salvage the football season with your fantasy football team. Or if your fantasy football team stinks, then your own team is separate from that you can root for. So it's kind of two separate entities. But that's just the way I do it. You've got to do it the way you want. And again, I'm never here to set your lineup. I'm just here to provide you with some opinions, analysis, information, gut instinct that you use in the process of who you're going to draft, who you're going to start, who you're going to sit, who you're going to cut, who you're going to claim, who you play in DFS, etc. Let's just run through. I waited to cut this podcast at roughly 12 noon Eastern time on Friday because there was so much Thursday night action, and we did see some first teamers. We did see some players that could have some fantasy impact. So let me just roll through the first page of headline material via one of my trusted sites. I'm sure it's one of yours too, rotoworld.com. I'll work my way from the bottom up. Darius Geis, who I have some caution on for those of you that may feel the need to overdraft him, hearing the buzz, seeing his possibilities with a deficient Washington Redskin running game from a year ago. I just have a little concern about the baggage that Geis brings, the fact that the Redskins go from a very prolific quarterback in Kirk Cousins to, I feel, a good quarterback in Alex Smith, but so many people question this move that I have to take a bigger look at it and acknowledge that this appears to be a step down from Kirk Cousins. So what will that mean in terms of how defenses game plan the Washington Redskins, no longer worried about Kirk Cousins throwing for 300, 350, 400 yards. And Chris Thompson is still there as a huge factor in down and distance in the passing game. So then Geis leaves the Redskins preseason opener with a knee injury. It appears as though it is just a minor thing, but considering the nature of the injury, it is one of those injuries that tends to be a multi-week thing. It's an MCL sprain, and it might mean that Geis will be limited or out of the rest of training camp and preseason. So even if he's good to go come week one, he will be missing a lot of important time as a rookie in what really looks like a new offense entirely. Change of quarterback, rookie running back. Granted, Chris Thompson is still there. New wide receivers. Who knows what Jordan Reed's status is, and definitely on from there. DJ Moore. Seems as though ever since the Panthers drafted him, rather than drafting Calvin Ridley, the vibe on DJ Moore has been good. When we think of the Carolina Panthers offensively, there are some fantasy plays there. Cam Newton as a starting quarterback for you. McCaffrey in the RB2 conversation, very solidly. I'm not buying CJ Anderson having much of an impact as some are. Then once they traded Kelvin Benjamin, Devin Funchess was impactful, did produce as a wide receiver for the Panthers, and now they bring in DJ Moore. who was targeted 6 times, caught 4 of them for 75 yards in the Panthers preseason opener. He had a 32-yard catch on an underthrown deep ball and also was impressive on a shallow cross where he broke tackles to set up ultimately a C.J. Anderson 4-yard touchdown run. Moore played primarily with the second and third teamers. Devin Funchess, Torrey Smith ahead of him technically on the depth chart. I like Moore significantly better than Torrey Smith. Torrey Smith strikes me as a new Ted Ginn Jr. type for Carolina. Deep threat, and I don't know if that will work as well as Ginn did for Carolina and then New Orleans. Funchess, to me, won't be affected that much by DJ Moore, but I think DJ Moore is someone that you can consider in a season-long draft, as long as you're not drafting him to be your wide receiver one. If you're drafting him as someone that you can rotate as a wide receiver two or wide receiver three or a flex play, honestly, I think you're going to be okay. Now, keep in mind, a significant number of balls are going to be caught by Christian McCaffrey in this offense. So just factor that in and know that the amount of balls that go downfield in the Carolina offense will be less than some because they have one of the most prolific backs catching balls out of the backfield in McCaffrey. Saquon Barkley, a player that from the instant he was drafted by the New York Giants, we fantasy players had our eyes on. There's been nothing to take away from enthusiasm towards Saquon Barkley as it relates to fantasy football. There's even been comparisons that Barkley could be able to do some of the things for the Giants that David Johnson has done prior to last year's injury with the Arizona Cardinals. Barkley, 4 rushes, 43 yards in Thursday's preseason game versus the Browns, and he just looks the part. He really does. A number of rookie backs have been able to come into the NFL and make an impact for their teams and in fantasy football the last couple of years. Let's just put it this way. I mean, if it wasn't for Ezekiel Elliott and then Hunt and Kamara as two examples, Fournette, another example, Barkley's probably not going to be the second draft pick because running backs were taken later in NFL drafts. From a fantasy standpoint, the excitement about Barkley is the reason why if you were in a 10-team league, 9 of your first-round picks might be running backs, and the only exception might be Antonio Brown. If you were in a 12-team league, as many as 10 running backs could go in your first round. And we'll take an entire podcast at some point, and we'll talk about what I'm classifying as the Antonio Brown dilemma. There's nothing wrong with taking Antonio Brown. The problem this year in fantasy football is, unless you're in, say, an 8-team league, if you're in a 10, a 12, a 14, or a big boy, 16, taking Antonio Brown just means so many running backs will be gone by the time you can pick a running back in the second round. Saquon Barkley will be one of those who are gone. He is a tier two running back who should be very productive and rarely lead the field on a New York Giant team that could bounce back significantly this year. And Marlon Mack, for those of you USF homers in the Tampa Bay area who just can't stay away, stay away. exited the Colts preseason opener with a hamstring injury. Not a good sign, even though Mac did start the game with Andrew Luck and the first string offense, and Andrew Luck looked the part of Andrew Luck for the most part in this game. So as long as Andrew Luck can keep himself on the field and uses big boy footballs, then suddenly we can consider Colts. But I don't think you can consider Colt running backs because this looks like, until further notice, an RBBC that has as many as four people in it, and it won't help Marlon Mack that on the very first play, Mack exits with a soft tissue injury. So Mack is not on my draft board. Mack is barely there down the road as someone I would consider in a DFS situation, and we're talking weeks in once we see more and have an idea that he will get enough volume to be significant. All right, that's enough for this podcast. Let me remind you again, we're putting together, for those of you in the Tampa Bay area, the free fantasy football leagues powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast listeners. The first one we're going to do, and the only one we're taking your request for right now. Someone has already emailed me and said, well, is the second one going to be on this day of the week? Okay, there will be a second one. I'm not doing anything with the second one. So don't ask. If you want in on the first one, get in on the first one. Once we do the first one, we'll announce the second one. If you don't like it, don't participate. It's that simple. Hooters will have us at their Hooters Tampa location on Hillsborough Avenue Wednesday night, August 22nd. Second year in a row, we will be there with one of these free leagues. And again, because I say it's a free league, it's not all free food and drink. It's free to play in the Fantasy Football League. Ira Kaufman will be there. Brooke and Ty, Hooters Calendar Girls, will be there, likely waiting on you. Robert Wright, who won this league last year, will be there and will be commissioning a league. And I will be there. Hopefully Bobby Fenton will be there. Steve from Joe Bucks Fan will be there. So if you'd like to be there, send an email to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com, ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Just say you want to play that night. It doesn't mean you're automatically in. You need to get a confirmation from me and an invitation from me. I've sent out the first wave of invitations to people who have expressed interest. We would need you there that night at 6:30 p.m., and we will start drafting promptly at 7 p.m. that evening. Wednesday, August 22nd, Hooters Tampa on Hillsborough Avenue, west of Dale Mabry, if you would like to participate as an owner in that league. And if you would like to participate as an owner in that league and you'd like to bring a guest to sit with you, your friend, a significant other, let's say you got you want to bring your son and he wants to hang out at the draft, you're more than welcome to bring a guest. It doesn't mean that they can own a team, but you're more than welcome to have a guest sitting at your table. I have no problem with that at all. Hooters would love that. I would love that. It just adds to the room. Wednesday, August 22nd, if you want to be there that night and be an owner in a league powered by Hooters and JoeBucksFan.com of Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast listeners, email a request to ToddWrightFantasyFootball@gmail.com. Also, don't forget, we have the spinoff podcast now. 20 episodes, one per week, every Wednesday. It's the Todd Wright Fantasy Football Podcast Bucks Bulletin. So make sure you check out that podcast as well, presented by Brandon Legal Group. I'm Todd Wright. Thank you very much for listening, and we'll talk to you next time.